Sir Pim weet, die hebben alle verschillende schatten.
אמר רב, הוא נאמר רב, שמרסיאב ומשמייסו מותר באימא. Even in all of the קרויבים, the הלוכה is that if a person, his wife dies, he's also בחמויסוי, he's also in a mother-in-law. על מקוסוב הר אין זיק, I'm a kasavar ein zika. If you would hold yesh zika, so as if when a person, his wife dies, he's also bechamoisa. So also here, b'shemeres yovam, you'll be also bechamoisa. But Vali holds ein zika. But mele, if the shemeres yovam dies, he's allowed to marry the chamoisa. Frag the Gemara, so why he has to say that aloha shemeres yovam shemeisa? Mutar be'ima, so why he didn't say straight halocha kedivrei ha'omer ein zika? Zogt Rashi, who is the halocha keman de'omer ein zika? So Rashi says like this: ein zika zika siyavam tu shemeisa lo yalima lemesar lemehevi ke'arusa le'esar imo olo mishum achoisa. So we mentioned already that the way we're learning b'shitas Rashi, the way Reb Nochem was maimed the dvorim, that the sugi of the Gemara, if yesh zika or ain't zika, lekule al me'avada sido ha-zika, sido ha-shaiches, in between the Yavam and the Yavama. He's Michael Betrume, the Gemara Samach Zayin, lefi Rabbeinu Tam, she's also Lashuk. But the shaila is, if that shaiches has a koyach of issues, alim ha-zika le-mevi ke-aruso, nazevi an issues, you're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law. So here also, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law of the Yavama. Or it doesn't have a koyach of issues, and you're allowed to marry. When Avdel Rabuna Amar Rav holds Shemeres Yovam Shemeisa Mutar Beima, it doesn't have a koyach of issues. Avdel Frag the Gemara, so why he had to say Shemeres Yovam Shemeisa Mutar Beima, and he didn't say Velei Me'alochek Divra Omer Ein Zike? Who is the man the Omer Ein Zike? Zog Drashi. That not Beperek Acholetz. Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochi Vesachoisa was two Yevamim, and one of them married the Achoisa. He was Mekadesh the Achoisa of the Yevama. V'tolo Yivum Be'ochiv, and he said the brother will make Yivum to the Yevama, and I will marry the sister. Mishum Rab Yudah ben Beseira Omru Oimrim Lezeh Shekidesh Achois Yevimtoi Hamten Meliknois Lefi Sheachois Kukosoi Hoi V'le'achar Sheniske Ko Achoisa Lo Yekidesh Hazeh. צורך להמתין שתסייע במה יבוא מלאוכיב דפוק הזיקה. ואומר שמואל הלוכה כרב יהודה, ומדקרא אמר הלוכה מכלל דפליגי עלה. ואמרי אין זיקה לאחים חשיב ולסר עליהם קרויבס. So Rashi brings out, where is the man the Omar that יש זיקה? The man the Omar that holds יש זיקה, who is the man the Omar that holds יש זיקה? The man the Omar that holds יש זיקה is רב יהודה בן בסיירה. The man the Omar that אין זיקה is פוליגן רב יהודה בן בסיירה. Was halt Rab Yehuda ben Beseira? If a person was mekadesh achoyz kukosoi, oimrim lo yhamten ad sheyase ochicho yibum, and then you could marry your wife. Why I have to wait? What is the issur to marry the sister of the yavama? Al koch Rab Yehuda ben Beseira holds yesh zike, and val Rab Yehuda ben Beseira holds yesh zike. But mele is the issur to marry the achoyz kukosoi. Rabbanon that hold that you don't have to wait. They hold ein zike. It's not issur to marry the achoyz kukosoi. It's not issur to marry the achoyz kukosoi. So, b'das Rab Yude, that Rab Yude holds that you're not allowed to marry the achoyz kukosoi, is three ores, and I want to shtol on the three ores. This be'etzem is the basis of the ganze cheshbon is done in the sugya. Rab Yude is talking about a case, you have a yevama, and he went and he was mekadesh achoyz kukosoi. It's two yevamim. One is deciding, I will do yibum. And the husband goes and he marries the sister. Oimrim lo yhamtein, wait till you do a maise bia, till your brother will do yibum. Why I can't do bia? It's my wife. She's achoyz kukosoi. So the first Ha'ore that we have here, the first Ha'ore that we have, Mimon Efshach, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir holds Yesh Zika, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir holds Yesh Zika, and he holds that the Kiddush, that is an Isur to marry Achois Kukosoi, so why the Kiddushin Bichlal Wotoifas? If Yesh Zika, and it's an Isur to marry Achois Kukosoi, so why the Kiddushin Bichlal Wotoifas? We're telling him, Hampton, wait till you do Bia, because she's Achois Kukosoi. If she's Achois Kukosoi, so how I did a Maisa Kiddushin? How the Kiddushin Wotoifas? She's a Erve. If we learn Yesh Zika, so the Yevama is Ki'ilu married to me. If the Yevama is Ki'ilu married to me, so I cannot allow to marry her sister. This is the reason they're telling me Hampton. They're telling me to wait. If they're telling me to wait, it's an Isul to marry. So why the Kiddushin Atoifas? And of them is two terutzim in the Rishonim. One teretz is, this is, maybe both are MS. One teretz the Rishonim say that the Isur of Achois Kukosoi is the Isur the Rabbanon. Even if Yesh Zika, Midai Raisa are Isigonisht. It's a Kinyan, Trume, Abba Legabe, Isur Koives is only at the Rabbanon. So Midai Raisa, the sister, is not a Erve. So while Midai Raisa, she's not a Erve, so Midai Raisa, the Kiddushin Atoifas Be'achoisa. So this is the reason. The Kiddushin HaTayfas. No, mid Rabbanon, she's a Chois Isha. So, Oyvim Loi Hamten, you can't do a Maisa Bia till the brother will do a Yibum to your sister, to her sister, to the Yavama. But the Kiddushin HaTayfas, Val Midai Raise. So, you're right, mid Rabbanon Take Mikenish. Mid Rabbanon Take, it doesn't work. Why mid Rabbanon, it doesn't work? Because mid Rabbanon Take, she's a Erve. But Midai Raise, she's not a Erve. So, Midai Raise, the Kiddushin HaTayfas. This is one eitzah. The Rashba and Daf Mem Aleph and the Meiri here b'Teich HaDvarim, they say a different answer. Even if Achois Kukos is the Raise, but she's not a real Erve. The Yevama, we look at it like she's married, right? But I'm asking you a shaila. The Yevama is Keilu married to the Yavam. So the Isur of Achois Kukos. If the Yevama is Keilu married to the Yavam, if she's Mezana with someone else, she's Chayev Misa. Shemeres Yavam Shazinza is Chayev Misa? Avada Nish. So she's not mamish married. She's married, but it's not mamish like a Kiddushin Gmurim. She's only Belav. If she's only Belav, so all of the Arayas are in a lower level. Val, all of the Arayas, what? No. The first Ma'alach we say that Midoi Raisa is Bichlal no Yisru. No, the same answer, Midoi Raisa is a Yisru. Achois Kukosoi is a Isur de Raise. It's a Isur de Raise, it's not a Isur de Rabbanon Achois Kukosoi. But the level of the Isur de Raise is not a level of Chai Vekrisis. It's not a level of Chai Vekrisis. The level of the Isur of Achois Kukosoi is the level of Alav and the Mele Kiddushin Toivsim. And we'll see, it could be a lot of nafkeminis. If in the first Ma'alach, Avadim Midai Raisa, the Kiddushin HaTayfas. Midai Rabbon HaTaki, maybe she's a Erve. Avadim Midai Raisa, the Kiddushin HaTayfas. And Midai, the Kiddushin HaTayfas. If in the second Ma'alach is, not that it's a Din Dei Rabbonon. Achois Kukosi could be a Din Dei Raisa. But even if it's a Dei Raisa, she's not an Erve Shechayovim Aleo Misa. Val, she's not an Erve Shechayovim Aleo Misa. Ashamaz Yovim Shazinso is not Chayev Misa. So Mele Avadim, Kiddushin HaTayfas Be'achoisa. Vad the kiddushin atayves be'achois. This is one aura. So the first aura is we have to know why the kiddushin atayves. The second aura, that this is even harder. So they tell you hamtein ad shiyaseh ochicho maise. Wait till your brother will be meyabim de yevama, and then you go and you marry your wife, her sister. What helps that my brother did yibum? What helps that my brother did Yibum? So my brother did Yibum. What it helps? So I can't do Yibum now. Why? Because this lady is Achois Kukosoi. So they're telling me, wait till your brother will do Yibum. So I wait till my brother does Yibum. And when my brother does Yibum, then I go and I marry my wife. But she's Achois Kuko. You're right that my brother did Yibum and now she's not a Skuko anymore. But she was a choy skuka. And we saw in our sugya, shumeres yovam shemeisa, leman da omar ye zike, you're not allowed to marry the mother, even that she's dead. Again, achrisi shalachar mise. Shemeres yovam shemeisa, the Gemara says, it's not... Only dead is a din bechayeo, there's no difference. It's not a life, it's a din of a life. When a person divorces his wife, when he divorces his wife, he's allowed to marry the sister? No. Misa also not. Chutzim sisters adin bechayel. So the shaila is one helps that the brother did a yibum. Bow, bow. It's a posh to shaila. The sugya is mevura that the yezike isur kroivis stays even when the yavama is not available anymore for yibum. Even if she dies, the isur kroivis stays. So if the isur kroivis stays, so what will help that my brother will do yibum? But this lady, my wife, is a chois kuka. So what will help them? My brother, what helps them my brother did a maise?
If it works
with such shlichus, So again, the shvakeit of the sugya is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds yesh zike. If Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds yesh zike, so b'meile he holds that you're not allowed to marry the sister because it's a chois kuka. Oimrim lo yhamtein ad sheyaseh achicha maise. What helps that the brother does a maise? You're right that the brother does a yibum. But while this lady is a chois kuka, if this lady is a chois kuka, so b'meile, so what if the brother did yibum? Azevi, if the yavama dies, you also be'ima. Azevi, evi erve, if you divorce your wife, you also be'ima. So here also, you have to be also. And of them is two terutzim. The Meiri says a teretz, when Azei state in Rashi, daf chof gimel amud beis, that when my brother does yibum, is barer lemafreya that the zikir was to him and not to me, and is oikir lemafreya the whole zikir, as nisbar lemafreya that the zikir was to him and not to me. Bemele, she was never a chois kuka. This is the lashon Meiri. She came and she yibum oichol atzochiv, is barer lemafreya that the zikir was to that brother and not to me. B'meila, this isha now is not a chois kuka anymore. And b'meila, I'm allowed to marry my wife. The Rashash, and the Chof Gimel Amud Beis, when Rashi says it in Chof Gimel Amud Beis, the Rashash says it's Tohu Sofer. Mitor Nizog in Azazach. Because this is Tohu Machlekes, Rabbi Yechonon v'Reish Lakish, if when one does Yibu, Metzoykir Lemafre Arna, it's Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon v'Reish Lakish. And what is Tohu Machlekes Rabbi Yechonon v'Reish Lakish? It can't be that our sugya be told Rabbi Yechonon v'Reish Lakish shluchusayu de'achim ko'avdi on nisbar lemafreya. Not mistaber. The second answer has to be no, it's not because it's oikel lemafreya. The Teretz says when my brother does yibu paki azike, the zike stops. When my brother does yibu is a paki on the zike, and the zike stops. The hainu. We explained already, and this is the story that we're going from Rebarim, Murachroinim, that all of the arayas are also, when I marry a lady, I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Even if I divorce my wife, I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Even if my wife dies, I'm not allowed to marry my mother-in-law. Alam alam also, why? So when my wife is alive, it's my mother-in-law. My wife is divorced, but it's right to my mother-in-law. My wife is dead, it's also my mother-in-law. Why? So, but normal we learn before a baron came, if she became also once, she gets a stamp of a mother-in-law, she's also forever. So here also, this lady got a stamp of a chois kuka. Skuka is a shtickle wife, so the achois has to be also, even if my brother did a yibu. So the Miri says, no, if nisbar lebafreya, the other brother did it, so she was never zakuk to me. That's a very big chiddush. Zogin the achoinim, we will learn different. The pshat is, when my brother does yibum, so then, Normally, Rabbi Aaron explains, it's not the pshat that when I divorce my wife, my mother-in-law stays also. When my wife dies, my mother-in-law stays also because she was also once, she stays also forever. It's not the reason. It's not the reason. The reason is that it's also because she stays my wife. Even when you divorce your wife, she stays your wife. Eishes Moshe Achar Shiluchel. She stays my wife. Even when my wife dies, she stays my wife. So the Gemara in Kiddushin needs a pasuk to be matir Eishes Ish after her husband dies. We mentioned Eishes Eliyahu. Rabbi Elchanan has a tzad that Eishes Eliyahu, even though Eliyahu disappeared in the Shomayim, while he doesn't have a shame mess, Eishes Eliyahu can't get married to no one else. Dainu Ishes could stay even when the guy is not around anymore. So Be'etzem, when the Yevama dies, Asur Be'ima, the Isur Kreiva stay. Asur Be'ima, the Isur Kreiva stay. When the Yevama dies, the Isur Kreiva stay. But if my brother does Yibum, then it's not a gether of Misa, it's not a gether of Gerushin, it's a gether of Paki. When you do Yibum, then it's Paki. Then the Ishes finishes completely. Maybe we'll have to explain why by Yibum it will be Paki. Why by death it's not Paki. By divorce it's not a Paki. Although when your brother does Yibum, Keilu, he takes the Zika and he takes it in Gansen and then it's Paki. We'll have to explain why the Yibum makes a Paki. Although if we'll say that the Yibum makes a Paki, we saw in the Sugya before, Memaenis, if it's a Paki, it's no more Yisur Kroivis. If someone becomes an erve and is a paki, Rabbi Aaron said it. The example of Rabbi Aaron was that on the side of the Gemara in Kiddushin and Adorim Choftes, that you can make issues lezman. We can make issues lezman, but if you could have made an issues lezman and you marry a lady for a month, after a month you're allowed to marry her mother, because the whole issues was for a month. You can't do such a zach. But then there was the example of Rabbi Aaron. If a be issues lezman, you're allowed to marry the mother. Here it's a issues lezman. Till the Yibum. When it's a Yibum, it's over. The issues here is not like a normal issues. Again, we'll have to explain it. We have to remember, because this is some Alech Hashbainas go around that. So we had two Zach that we had to understand in Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire that holds Yesh Zike. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire says, Oivrim lo yhamten, that the first the Kiddushin Achal. And we said, if Yesh Zike, why the Kiddushin Achal? So we said, either because Midai Raisa is no Yisur Kroives, or even if Midai Raisa is Yisur Kroives, but it's in a lower level, that it's not a Raisa Shalei Tafsi B'Kiddushin. This was the first Chaylek. The second Chaylek is, what is the second Chaylek? We're asking Akasha, so what helps? Oivim lo yhamtin at shiyasa ochicho maisa. Oivim lo yhamtin at shiyasa ochicho maisa. What helps that your brother does a maisa? What helps that your brother does a maisa? Lechua, if yes, Zika, it has to stay asu forever. So we said, Meiri says, Mizbar lemafreya. Mizbar lemafreya, that he's the one. And Bemele, I'm not the one. Bemele, I don't have an Isur Kroivis anymore. Or are we saying it to be a Mahalach of Paki? Isur Kroivis stays after Misa, after Gerushin. Or when my brother does Yibum, he could do a matzav of paki. And if he could do a matzav of paki, then the issue stops, and in that moment there's no more Yisur Kroivis. And the minute that the issue stops, there's no more Yisur Kroivis. As one more thing that we'll have to be var in the Hemshech. So the Kiddushin at Toifis. And I have to wait till my brother does Yibum. And when my brother does Yibum, my Ziki and that lady drops, but maybe I could marry my wife. So three things happen. The Kiddushin HaToifes, but I'm not allowed to marry her because she's a Chos Isha. So I have to wait till my brother does Yibum. When my brother does Yibum, the Zika finishes. And when the Zika finishes, I'm allowed to marry her. And here, what we will have to be Mevarer in the Sugya, we'll have to leave it at the Teisves, if the Kiddushin was Toifes, so she became a Erve. If she became a Erve, Lechua, the Zika anyway fell off. So why we don't say if the Zika falls off, there is a Paki? Who said that we'll say Paki? But this is the third thing that we have to be Meval. First, if the Kiddushin HaToifes or not. We said the Kiddushin HaToifes. If the Kiddushin HaToifes, I have, but even so, I'm not allowed to do a bia because she's a chois kuka till my brother does yibum. My brother does yibum is a paki or misbar lemafreya, and I'm allowed to marry her. But till then, I'm not allowed to marry her. And the shaila is why? If the kiddushin were toifes, so the yevama became a erve. If the yevama became a erve, if the yevama became a erve, so lechure. If the yevama became a erve, so bemele now, beetzem lechure, the zikah has to drop off right away. If the Zika has to drop off right away, if the Zika has to drop off right away, because Be'etzem, she became a Erve, so l'chu, I'm allowed to marry. So we see that even that she became a Erve, Mishuma, I'm not allowed to marry it. And there's a lot of ways to answer it. There's a lot of ways to answer it. We have to always cheshbon in the first two halakim. About the vow, we spoke out two out of three. I want to be madgish. We spoke out why the Kiddushin HaToyfes, we have to remember is two reasons, because they go back and forth in all of the Cheshboinus. And then, after the Kiddushin HaToyfes, we have to know, the Maise, you have to wait till your brother does Yibum. And when your brother does Yibum, then it's Nifka. When your brother does Yibum, then it's Nifka. And we have to know again, why when my brother does Yibum, it helps and it's Nifka? What helps it to be Nifka? If it's Mitzad Lemafreya, or the Mitzad that is a Paki? And what we didn't answer, I'm about to be Madgish, spelling this Cheshbonis, why the fact that the Kiddushin was Toifes and made her a Erve, it's not a reason to say that the Ziga was Nifka and be made I'm allowed to marry. I'm not state clock. That even if the Kiddushin HaToyfes and Bemele, now the second one is my wife and the first one is the Erve, even so, I'm not allowed to do a Bia in the meantime. Why? Aish is the Erve, the Zika is Nifka. This will have to always cheshbon and the two reasons of the Gemara. Mamshech the Gemara. So, Mikol Mokim Frek the Gemara. So, Rabbi Yudim Beseyo holds, yes, Zika, and you have to wait. Tanekame holds, Ein Zika. Tanekame holds, Ein Zika. Veleime Aloche. And this alamol, you have to know, this gemara is a very sharp gemara. The gemara wants that he will say haloche ke ein zike, that you don't have to wait, and it be muchach that he holds ein zike. We said that we because she understand lemaise after he made a kiddushin lemaise the yavama became a erve, so that would be a svara to say that maybe it's a paki. So we have to answer it. We left it answered in the Hemshech HaSugya. But the Gemara says that if he will say Alochik Iman Da'oma, that he doesn't have to wait, it's so clear that ain't Zika. It's so clear that ain't Zika. Now, Rabbi Yirun Beseir holds, yes, Zika, you have to wait. And the Man Da'oma that doesn't have to wait, because he holds ain't Zika. Zog the Gemara, Yehave Omar Hochi, Have Amina Hana Mila Betrei. Why he doesn't have to wait? His two brothers. When his two brothers, Taka is ain't Zika. Aval bechad yesh zikah. Aval bechad yesh zikah. So here's an interesting gemara. The gemara says, if you would say ain't zikah stam, I would think only the two brothers is no zikah. But bechad brother is a zikah. Why? So Rashi says, why is a svara to say that betray is no zikah and bechad is a zikah? So Rashi speaks it out, the Meiri speaks it out, Klorer. Zog the Meiri, Isha can be married to two. So we can't look at her that she's married to two. Mele betray, we have to say, ein zike. Masha'egen bechad, we could say, yes zike. Kamash malon, that he holds, ein zike, afilu bechad. Afilu bechad. But if he would say, stam alochi kemando omar, ein zike, the one that is cholek and rabbi yidim beseire, I would think that only betray ein zike. But I would think bechad, yes zike. I would think bechad, yes zike. Mele, you have to say, klor, ein zike. He had to say, "Klor, yevim teshemeiso mutar beima." So we mentioned Rashi says, "Ore, aval bechad she'ein shom lo yovamecho devade aleirame eimed adami keknusa v'yosar beima." If he would say, "Ein zike," I would think only by two and not by one. So the Rasha says, "Ore, why Rashi here mentioned that zike keknusa?" Ari, the whole sugya was, yes, zike, it's like a marriage. It's not like a marriage, but it was enough to say like arusin, like kiddushin. Why Rashi has to mention here is Kiknusa. Zog the Welt, we will see later different terutzim, but derech hapshat. And when we started the sugya, we declared if the zika is enough like a marriage or not. But we don't have to make it like a real marriage, like an assume that has a beer, mamish, together. It's enough to say that it's an issues that asus kroivim. But now that you want to say a chiluk. Now that you want to say a chiluk and to say that what? You want to say a chiluk and to say that when you say ein zike only by two, but by one, yer zike, what is the difference to say if you don't hold from zike, I can hear? I don't hold yer zike. But to say that I hold ein zike by two, or by yer zike by one, what is the svara to mechalek? Ein zike by two, aber yes zike by one. Zogt Rashi, this man the Omer holds that if you want the zike to be like an issue, so you have to look at it keknusa. And if you want to look at it keknusa, this you only could do by one. So bemele he will hold by two taka you can't have keknusa. So bemele dear the zike is tamakinian, aber by one that it could be like nesua, and more from that, it looks like she's going to marry him. The Hainu. By two, she can look that she's going to marry them. Because we're not sure who she's going to marry. So dear, the fact that she's going to get married can give her shame issues. Because it's not sure that she will go to get married. By one, that she for sure is going to get married to him, he has the koyach to marry her. So dear, the zika could be kiknusa.
Is such a thing as being mikudesh
as two people? What? It's not kiddushin. It's issues. It's shaykhs. If the Hainu kiknuso is giboit of them al shema osit, kearuso is more means she's a good agabe that she can't go away. A good agabe, she is a good agabe. It's not al shema osit that she's going to marry him. It's al shame that she can't go away. She's tied to him. The Ramo. Miloshin Zikin. So now the shaykh, if it's a kinyan or not. So what Mada Omar ain't zike holds, it's not like Nisuim. Yes, zike holds, it's like Nisuim. Yes, zike holds, it's like Nisuim. But the Mada Omar ain't zike betreya, but bechad holds, that bichlal is not issues dik, which he's tied up to him. What could make issues dik is only the fact that she's omenly inose. The fact that she's omenly inose, that could make it a shame zike. Well, that could make it a shame zike, which is omenly inose. That can make it a shame zikah, which is emily inase. But made it only can be by one. So Rashi says zikah kiknusa. Zog the Gemara velei me'aloche kedivre ha'omer ein zikah afilu bechad. So speak it out clear and say aloche kedivre ha'omer ein zikah afilu bechad, and we will know that you hold ein zikah. Who is the man that Omar ein zikah afilu bechad? So Rashi says Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says later on that even Bechad, he cannot be made from the Dori. So why he has to say, Chamoise Shemeso, Mutor Be'imo, say, Aloche Kedivre Ha'imer Ein Zike Afilu Bechad, and we will know that you hold, Klo, that Ein Zike Afilu Bechad. Why you have to speak out to say, Chamoise Shemeso, Mutor Be'imo? Zog the Gemore, Zog Rashi, who is the man, who is the Chad? Rabbi Akiva. So we mentioned already what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said that if it's one Yavam, he can't be made from the Dori. He can't be made from the Dori. So we see that he holds Ein Zike. We see that he holds Ein Zike. He holds Ein Zike. If we hold a Filo Bechad, he holds Ein Zike. That man Roma holds Ein Zike. So we mentioned what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said you can't be made from the Dori. Say that. We know that you can't be made from the Dori. But what is the raya that Rabbi Akiva holds? Ein zike dehainu. Rabbi Akiva holds, we said alamol kinyonim you have. The shaila is if you have yisur kroivus or not. Rabbi Akiva said you can't be made from the dorim. Stam doesn't make sense why you can't be made from the dorim. Ari kinyon lekule alma you have. The noise is if you have yisur kroivus or you don't have yisur kroivus. This is the noise of the sugya. You have Yisur Kroivus, or you don't have Yisur Kroivus. The noise of the sugi is not if it's a Kinyan or not. So where you found in Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva holds that ain't Zike? Now the Teretz is Zogt Rashi, that for us the Dorim state Isha Yekimenu v'Isha Yefirenu. But mainly if Rabbi Akiva says that you can't be made from the Dorim, is a riot that you don't have a Kinyan issues. So we mentioned in the Kashif from Teis HaRosh Rabbi Avraham Min Ahar, Frank Rabbi Avraham Min Ahar by us in the Teis HaRosh. You're right. Rabbi Akiva said you can't be made from the Dorim. A Raya, he's not a real husband. Because a husband that has issues could be made from the Dorim. So who had been Rabbi Akiva will hold there is no Isur Kroivitz. If Isur Kroivitz is the Raisa, so you're right. We see from Rabbi Akiva that he's not a husband to Aforas Nedorim. He's not a husband for Kroivitz. But if we learn Pshat, if we're learning Pshat as was, that the Deiraisa is never Isur Kroivitz. This whole sugi of Isur Kroivitz Bezik is a Isur Rabbanon. So what is the kasha for Rabbi Akiva? Nedorim, to be meifer the neder, to be matir the neder, you need issues the Deiraisa. To Asur Kroivim is enough issues the Rabbanon. Are the nice is Midairaisa, you're telling me she's not a real, it's not a Isur Kroivitz. This is the Ikar Shita. Midairaisa is no Isur Kroivitz. It's a Takona de Rabbanon. So what do you want from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva will say that the Neder is Mutar? Are Midairaisa, it's not enough. Midairaisa, you're telling me even that it's a Zika, even that it's a Kenyan issues, Midairaisa, it's not a real Isur. She's allowed to marry the sister Midairaisa. The Ganze Isur is the Rabbanon. If the ganze Isur is the Rabbanon, if the ganze Isur is the Rabbanon. So what is the Raya? Rabbi Akiva says as was. Rabbi Akiva said that you're allowed to marry this, that you cannot be made from the Dorim. Ah, it's no issues. If there's no issues, Avada is allowed to marry the sister. With the Raya says no issues, with the Rabbanon there's issues. And we can discuss Rabbi Avraham min Aharon, Rabbi and Teisa Rosh learn that the Gemara didn't mean Rabbi Akiva, she meant Rabbi Meir. Teisa Rabbi Nuperetz, here is Marech, is Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds cloth Ein Zike. Furush Rabbi Meir that holds Ein Zike, like Abbi Yisrael Kroivi. Rabbi Meir holds that it's Ein Zike. But Rashi steht nicht as it. And Rashi is Mevuer, that was pushed to the Gemara, that if it's a Zika's issues, that is not enough for Nedorim, Chazal will not make a takone. Only if it's enough for Nedorim, so even that it's not enough for Kroivitz Deiraisa, Chazal will be metaken a takone. How the Gemara knew that it's totally hobo, we'll have to explain it. But if Rashi, the gather is, there has to be a Zika's issues. For Nedorim, if it's a Zika's issues, is enough. Kroivitz needs a hechere madrege. And the Gemara understood, if you don't have the level that is enough for the Dorim Midairaisa, Chazal will not make the Isur Kroivitz. About it, it needs a hesber. Zog the Gemara, Iyom Arochi, Have Amina Afilu Mechai. If he would say, Haloche, Ein Zike, I would think even Mechaim, you're allowed to go marry the mother-in-law. Because Ein Zike, Komash Malon Leachar Mise Ein, Mechaim loy, mishum de osur levatel mitzvas yevomim. This gemara is beitzem a simple gemara, but in this gemara already we'll start to see the Pesach. Zog the gemara, so why he didn't say klor? Why he didn't say klor? Ein zike? Because if you would say ein zike, I would think you have a yevoma, you're allowed to marry her mother. Ein zike? He said no. Yevim toy shemei samutar beimoy. Meduyek lehedye, that Mechaim, you're not allowed to marry the mother. Why you're not allowed to marry the mother? If ain't Zika, what is the problem? The Teretz is, Osur levatel mitzvas yevami. What is the Isur levatel mitzvas yevami? What is the Isur levatel mitzvas yevami? What is the Isur levatel mitzvas yevami? So what, why are you levatel the mitzvah? How, why the mitzvah? What? So why am I about to the why I'm taking away the option?
Because she becomes
a helmet. So if I marry,
she's already in a field.
Try, if I marry the mother, b'meile, the Yavama becomes a helmet, and b'meile, I'm about to the mitzvah. B'meile, I'm about to the mitzvah. Now look good in Rashi. Look in Rashi. So in Rashi, also levatel mitzvahs Yavamim, v'im nosiv imo mechaim, Mevate le mitzvah le gamri mi yimum vechalitza. Steht klar in Rashi, tu chidushi. That the isur bitul mitzvahs yevomim is only if you cause yourself that you can't do sai yibum and sai chalitza. Aber lo yetzuya, you only mevate the yibum, but you weiter can do chalitza, you're not called mevatel mitzvahs yevamim.
Why should
I have to say it? She mevatel la mitzvah legamri. Osu levatel, she mevatel la mitzvah legamri, miyibum vechalitza. Rashi is explaining. Osu levatel. Why is osu levatel? Shemevatel a mitzvah legamri miyibum vechalitza. As meduig in Rashi klodah, the isur of bitul mitzvahs yevamim is only when you mevatel legamri miyibum vechalitza. If you're not mevatel legamri miyibum vechalitza, there's no isur of bitul mitzvahs yevamim. There's no isur of bitul mitzvahs yevamim. The isur of bitul mitzvahs yevamim is shu mevatel legamri miyibum vechalitza. As I state in Rashi, I can make sense. If chalitza is left, you're not such a bad person. But I want to go weiter. Stay the klor that when you marry the mother, and I want you to be madgish. If all the yisaidus will be klor, then the cheshbonus will be very light. Stay that if you marry the mother, the yevama becomes potu miyibum vechalitza. Maskim, as I state klor. That if you marry the mother, the yevama became potu miyibum vechalitza. And the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph, in the case of two brothers, the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro, Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoisoi, Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochiv Esachoisoi, Oimrim Loihamtein at Shiyase Ochicho Maise, was a Yevama, and the brother went and married a sister. We tell him, wait, don't do a bia till your brother does a yibum. What would be if the brother dies? So you can't marry this Yevama, right? State that you have to go to the Yevama and do Chalitza. And we don't say that the Kiddushin made it that now you don't have to do Chalitza. Why not? Again. State klor in the Gemara, Me'etzah, we finished the first man da'oma. The first man da'oma holds Ein Zike. And if your Yevama dies, you're allowed to marry the mother. The Yevama dies, you're allowed to marry the sister. Because Ein Zike. Zog the Gemara, if Ein Zike, Be'etzah, Michaim, I'm also allowed to go to marry. Zog the Gemara, you're right. Michaim, I'm also allowed to marry, but the reason I can't do it is why? Because I'm Mevatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. Why? I'm causing myself to Mevatel Mitzvahs Yevamim. How am I mevatel mitzvahs yevamim? Because I'm causing myself that I can't do yibum v'chalitza. As is like Rashi. So it's mevur in Rashi. You argued, he wanted to say Rashi. Stam said it, mask him. But state in Rashi that after you marry the mother, the yevama is potu en ganzen. She's out. In the case before, shimeres yovam shekidesh ochi v'sachoiso. The Mishnah and Daf Memalef, the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shimeres yovam shekidesh ochi v'sachoiso. Oimrim loy hamten ad sheyase ochicho maise. Hamten ad sheyase ochicho maise. He waits till his brother does a yibum. He's not allowed to marry her before. State. What happens if the brother dies? State in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph. Meis Yovam, Yoitzi es Ishtri beget, ve Eish es Ochiv bechalitze. He has to do a chalitze. Meis, he has to do a chalitze. Stay that even if you mekadosh the sister, it doesn't patter you in ganze. It doesn't patter you in ganze. If it doesn't patter you in Ganson, so why here? What is the difference?
Rashi says he does.
What he
Rashi
does.
Here says he does. It's talking about marriage. There's talking about kiddushin.
I'm not going. Chas v'shalom. If you're married here, she doesn't need to say erva. What are you going to say? No, the question is, listen. What?
Here maybe she won't die. Over here she dies.
What is the difference? But what is the difference?
Over here, so long as she's alive.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but what is the difference? Why will be a difference? Why will be a difference? What is the difference? What? What are you saying?
Where she's not dead.
Can't hear. Oh, very good. So it'll be a big problem about it. Again, we're asking a kasha. We state in the Gemara that I'm not allowed to marry the mother Why? Because I'm mevatel mitzvos yevamim. Rashi decides, if it's bedafka, lav bedafka, I think it's bedafka. But in a way, Rashi says that if I marry the mother, the yevama becomes potum yivam v'chalitza. Who told Rashi that? Because Rashi learned that on them is no bitum mitzvos yevamim. Then who told Rashi that? The Talmud says, on them is no bitum mitzvos yevamim. So state that when I marry the mother, val de yevama is a erve, val de yevama is a erve, val de yevama is a erve, b'meile, she becomes out. Very good. I'm a vata mitzvos yevamim, so I'm not allowed to marry her. In the case that we learned before, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph, Shemeres Yovam, Shekidash Olchi Vesachoyzoi, Oymim Lo Yehamtin Atshiyas Olchicho Maise. He waited, and his brother didn't do a Maise, and his brother dies, so he has to leave his wife, and Brera, she's a Choyz Kukosoi, and the Yevamo, Choyletzes. Why she's Choyletzes? Why she's Choyletzes? If we're saying now that when you marry the other one, she becomes a erve, and you put to mehibu v'chalitze, so why did state chaletzes? So we'll see. There's a lot of answers on that. The pashta answer is that we have to know if it's a kasha bichlal. Could be here we're going leman de omar ein zike. So leman de omar ein zike. If you be'etzem you're allowed to marry the mother. What happens when you marry the mother? You're causing that the yevama will become a erve. Nish beseida. Also last is good. But if you do it, you're talking managed. If you marry the sister, why is she needs chalitze? I'll say there are two options. She needs chalitze because yezike, so it doesn't go off so quickly. Yezike doesn't go off so quickly. Other, because be'etzim you're not allowed to marry her, because she's a erve. So the kedushin are only toifes with the raisim, with the rabbanon, they're not toifes. Or the chayv elavim, it's not exactly good, the kedushin. While the kedushin are limited some way, so b'meile she needs chalitze. The din state klor in meiri. We'll see later, maybe Taysim has different shittas. So we'll come on mod nezach, that leman de omar yezike, I'm not nevat al mitzvos yevamim be'etzim. Leman de Omar ein zike, if the answer will be the raisa. Well, come out, when the Gemara said, you're not allowed to marry the mother because I'm a vatal mitzvah yevomim, zogt Rashi yibum vechalitze, the vile. As I said, Meiri Kloch, it's only Leman de Omar ein zike. Aber Leman de Omar yes zike, mishuma, we don't know why. We have to understand it. Why, we asked before, why when I was Mekadesh, the Oswald was not Nifka and Gansen. Maybe some Rishonim will hold, and even there it's Nifka. We'll have to answer Pshat in the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph. But don't state in the Gemara that if you marry the mother of Rashi, she's potum miyibum vechalitze. And Rashi doesn't tereach to explain nothing. And it's often a Mishnah, lefi Rabbi Yudah ben Beseire, that if you marry, if you mekadesh the achoyso, she needs chalitze. Don't state klor in the Mishnah, not the same. You're right, that is Mandoma Yezike, and this is Mandoma Einzike. But we'll have to see what will be the nefkeminas. The Bible just wanted to be maimed, but we have klor. Klor, we have a gemore, chotch leman de omar ein zike, that you mevatel mihibu vechalitze. So often a gemore. Leman de omar yes zike, we have a chalitze. We don't know if it's a chalitze de reise, if it's a chalitze de rabbonon. And our shayla will be be'etzem, if that chalitze will be a real chalitze, so we'll come out, then leman de omar yes zike, when you make a kiddushin, you're not mevatel mitzvos yevamim, because it's left a chalitze. Will be a mod nezach. Leman de omar ein zike, if you marry the mother, you're allowed to, but it's a isul elevat al mitzvos yevamim. Leman de omar yes zike, you're not allowed to do a bia, but if you do a kiddushin, nothing happened. You're not mevat al mitzvos yevamim. Let me get weiter in the Gemara. Zog de Gemara, tnan yevim de shemeiso muto ba'achoiso. Ba'achoiso ein be'im aloi. הוא עוד הנה אפילו באימא, והנה נתון הרי שאישו שמייסו מוטו באחויסו, באחויסו היה באימא לא, הוא על איסו דרייסו, תון הנה מסייפה, מוטו באחויסו. This is the first מנדאומה. Now, לא מזה, the second מנדאומה. ורב יהודה אומר, so the first מנדאומה was, רבונו אומר רב, שמרס יובם שמייסו, מוטו באימא. רב יהודה אומר, שמרס יובם שמייסו, אוסור באימא. So we have the machleikas. Rav Yehuda holds shemeres yavam shemeisa osu beima. Al mekasav ariyah zika. So as if your wife dies, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Here also, you're not allowed to marry. Velei me'aloche kedivra ha'oimer yesh zika. Yavah omar ochi, yavah min ha'ana mila b'chad. Aval betrei ein zika. Freg di gemore vo ki plige betrei plige. Eloi omar ochi. If he would say, yesh zika, have ha'mine mechaim. אבל לאחר מי זה פוקה לזיקה, כמשהו על הזיקה בכדי לא יפוקה. Here we have one more חלק from the Gemara. זוג the Gemara, so say יש זיקה. Why you have to say, שמרס יובם שמייסו, אוסור באימו. Say יש זיקה, and I will know that it's אוסור בקרויבים. זוג the Gemara, if you would say יש זיקה, I would think that it's דווקא מחיים. אבל לאחר מי זה, you're allowed to marry the mother. Why? Why? How you learn pshat in this line of the Gemara? If the Tana would say yesh zike, I would think that what? Dafka mechayim. Aval leachar mise, I would think leachar mise loy. I don't understand. When your wife dies, you allowed to marry your mother-in-law? When your wife dies, you allowed to marry your mother-in-law? What? For sure not. So why would, if he has Zika, you'll be allowed to marry your mother-in-law after she's dead? What is the difference? If he has Zika, it's Isur Koivus. If he has Zika, it's Isur Koivus. I would think, when the Yevomah is alive, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. When the Yevomah dies, you're allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Why? If he has Zika, and it's Isur Koivus. If you have Zik and it's Isur Koivus is Alamol even Leachar Mise. If Isur Koivus is Alamol even Leachar Mise, so Lechua here had to be a Isur even Leachar Mise. Why this Isur Koivus will be weaker? Why the Isur Koivus will be weaker here? Mechateisa. So there's three ways how to learn this Gemara. Some Achroinim learn, stop. Val Be'etza, we said Yisur Koivus and Yibum is not a real Deiraisa. It's only a Derabbanon. So Rabbanon said, when the Yevama is around, it doesn't look good to marry the mother-in-law. When she's dead, people don't remember she was, she's not. So Chazal were not Goyza. They were Goyza when she was around. They were not Goyza when she's not around. They were Goyza when she was around. They were not Goyza when she's not around. Yeah, stop, Mechateisa. The Meiri says, there's a reason. The reason of the Gzeira was why? Not Mevat Mitzasibum. The reason Chazal made Isur Koivus. Mamele, they made Isur Koivus. Isur Koivus stays. Yes, Zikin. I follow the Dogim. The Manoba Yes, Zikin, take Isur Koivus. So what is the difference between Chaim Lachar Mise? If it's a Takon, it's a Takon. The Meiri says, if in the end it didn't come to Yibum, is Galim Milsalem Afreya that she was never Zakuk to him? It's a very big Chiddush. As is Mashma in the Meiri. That if in the end he dies, so is Galim Milsalem Afreya that she was never Zakuk to him, and Bemele, it's Poka Azika. Because the whole Zika is that he's going. Why would the other brother did it? You say, Lemafreya, it's not me. Because it's him, it's not me. She died, so it's not me. Not me, not him. The whole issue was potential. A normal issue is real. Here is potential. We found out in the end it was him and not me. Even that I had potential, if the brother took it, so it's him. So to me, if she's dead, so not me and not him. So this Baal Lemafreya, that she was not meant to get married. As a mashma in the Meiri is betoich advorim in Yudzayin Amud Beis. But then it's also very modern. So you come to us that he was made for Nedorim, and then she dies, so the mafreya, the nether was not mufa. She ate the truma, and then she died, so the mafreya attacked, she was not allowed to eat the truma. So every time she has to be worried, but maybe she will die, maybe he will die. Zogt Reb Nochem, Reb Aaron, the answer stayed in the Gemara, the Yesod of the Sugya. The Gemara says again, you write, every time when someone dies, you also and your mother-in-law, even if your wife is dead, even if you divorce your wife. Abebi Yevama was a salkedaitoch, that if the Yevama dies, you're allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Why? What is the difference? Here comes the Torah from Rebbe. And here Rebbe Be'etzim was miyasa the Torah in Perek Shein. Isur Kroivis is because the issue stays. The issue is mamshich. When someone dies, so normally the issue stays. We don't say it stops. Here will be a paki. Why? Every marriage when someone gets divorced or someone dies, we don't say it's paki. So why here we will say that it's paki? Normally we don't say that it's paki. Why here we will say that it's paki? What is the difference? What is the difference? Why here we will say? Every time the issues is the issues forever. He dies, we say even death doesn't stop it. He divorces her, doesn't stop it. Aber Rabban said, "Lo yitzur kedushin will be for a month, so then it's no yitzur kroivus later." What is the zika? It's an issues. What kind of issues is that? It's an issues that is oimed to marry. When he died and is not oimed anymore to marry, that simas issues doesn't exist. And every issues, the kiddushin is the heft of the issues. Avada is a tnai that is a husband. Is a tnai that is a husband. Is a tnai that is a wife. But even when he dies, or even if she dies, the issue stays. It's about nizach. Even if your wife is dead, forget about the husband dies. The wife is dead, she stays a wife in the kever. Are you not allowed to marry your mother-in-law even if she's dead? Not only if you're dead. She's dead, she stays my wife. Who? I don't know, but she stays. The issue stays, there's no one to. Here the issues was the issues for Yibum. If it's no more issues for Yibum, so Ki'ilu is a Kiddushin Lizman. The whole Chefze, so was a Salkedaitach that will be a Paki. Salkedaitach that will be a Paki. Kamash Malon, the Gemara is not Choyza. Zika Bichdi Loi Poka. Kamash Malon Zika Bichdi Loi Poka. It doesn't stop Me'ilov. Abel Lama Zog, if my brother does a Yibum, Ken Zayin, it will stop. So, Lama Mesakim, the Yesoidus. Say, the Cheshbonis have to be Giboit, and all of these kind of Yesoidus, since we have to go back and forth in the Mahalach of the Suyas. We said, Be'etzem, three different Echetimtzes that we were going through. We have the first noisel and the Omar Yezike state that Kiddushin HaToifes. And this is a Shaila Chamure, why? Sido Yisur Kroives, why it's Toifes? Why it's Toifes, the Yisur Kroives? We have an Eitzah Mid Rabbonon, and we have an Eitzah the Rashbo Vivayt. We have an often a Gemara that if the brother does Yibum, I'm allowed to marry. The Shaila, if we use the Lemafreya, or we say, no, this is like Misa. When my brother does the Yibum, then is a Paki and Gansen. Then is a Paki and Gansen. That we were Mesupek. Then we have another Zach that we saw, that Lemando Omar in Zik, if you Mekadesh, she's Patu Miyibum Vechalitze. Lemando Omar, yes, Zik, if you Mekadesh, she needs a Chalitze. And this needs a Pshat. What is the difference? And then we have the third Zach, that the Gemara has a Salkedaitoch. The Gemara has a Salkedaitoch that if she dies, even a man the Omar Yezike, and in all of the Arayas, she's also even Le'achar Misa, here was a Salkedaitoch that it will stop. And in that we talk, had three different Mahalchim already. And that we had talk, three different Mahalchim. One Mahalach is Chazal will not Goizer here, so we just take it out to the side. I don't know how you learn it, but Kamash, Misa Bechdil Epoka, the Losh of the Gemara is not a Gishmak. But lefi them, we can't build on that misa. The second, the misa says, no, like I said before, lemafreya, it's also a gemara of lemafreya. It's a musik, the mizbar lemafreya, there was no yibum. Mizbar lemafreya, that she was never oimed. Or we have a third mahalach, that is a mahalach of paki. It's a mahalach of paki. These are the three halokim. I say, ich bet two zachem. First, the chazer gerd, all the three halakim, because if Lama Zog, like we started to clear before, is the Isul Levat al Mitzvah Yevamim, Lama Amar Yezika or not? So he said, if she's left with chalitza, lechura na. But the shayla, why she's left? Because the kiddushin are not toifas and the kiddushin are toifas. So the shayla is how you always cheshbon it, all the three tzadim, to have the malach. Now one more thing, just to remind, that the Shiva asked again, that he's trying to mesader, that every time when Bochim will come to yeshiva, Bochim will have tainus, that they don't have a place to sit, but the second seder. So they're opening the bottom, the minus one dining room, will be later minus two dining room, but minus one dining room only for the Bismarck and Bais Yeshaya. And it'll be mesuder as a map, every shir, the seats belong to that shir, and no one else could sit there. Now again, if the places will not be taken, the yeshiva is not planning to leave it open. You know, there's a lot of people that don't have, you know, there's no reason to do a second shift. So even if the people that don't need a seat, and even the people that like to do Sheni B'chamishi, or Shechel Shem, we're not allowed to, and they're not planning, but if everyone will sit there, at least for a tkufa, that we'll see that the seats are needed for Beis Yishaya, so for L'Oil Me'ad, this yeshiva will become a bismedresh that has a yeshiva with a dining room, tfilas, v'chule, v'chule. But if people will not do it,